CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The new acting director of the Secret Service says he cannot defend the security at the Pennsylvania Trump rally that allowed a gunman on a roof to try to carry out an assassination. Ronald Rowe tells the Senate panel he was ashamed when he saw that vantage point personally. Texas Senator John Cornyn questioning Rowe.
In this case, the shooter had a rifle, but somebody who wanted to kill a candidate for president would not need a rifle. They could use a drone, correct?
It is a potential threat vector.
Officials say the Pennsylvania gunman used a drone at the site hours before the rally. The Harris presidential campaign is rolling out a $50 million ad effort.
We are not going back.
I'm Kamala Harris, and I approve this message.
The Trump campaign is spending millions now in key swing state ads.
Under Harris, over 10 million illegally here. A quarter of a million.
CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
This is their first huge ad buy against her, and it's one of their biggest ad buys so far of this cycle. There's about $12 million that they're spending on these ads in about six key battleground states. Those battlegrounds are Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Arizona, Nevada, and Wisconsin.
Meta has agreed to a $1.4 billion settlement with Texas in a privacy lawsuit over claims the company used biometric data of users without permission. Now to Northern California, CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is covering the state's largest wildfire.
Ground and aerial teams are fighting heat and rugged terrain to prevent wind-driven embers from igniting more forest.
We had spot fires and we lost a couple hundred acres, but with the crews and the air attack and the helicopters that were putting in good work yesterday, they were able to kind of contain those couple hundred acres.
Well, Southwest Airlines did it last week. Now Spirit Airlines is joining other carriers offering seat assignments. And correspondent Alexander Tin tells us there's a new look at adolescence and mental health today.
Around 32% of kids ages 12 to 17 years old got mental health treatment in 2023. That's according to new results now released by the federal government's annual national survey on drug use and health. It works out to 8.3 million older kids getting treated for mental health issues, up from 7.7 million kids in this age group from 2022.
And checking Wall Street's, right now the Dow is down about 3 points. The S&P is off 60, and the NASDAQ is down 352 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine's North Beach is under an advisory and Zoo Beach is closed due to high bacteria levels. Kenosha County's Lance Park and Camp Lake beaches are under caution flags. In-person absentee voting has started in Racine and Kenosha counties with different options available. Voters can find specific information using their address at myvote.wi.gov. A silver alert has been issued for 85-year-old Karen Wandry of Racine County. She was last seen at her Waterford home and may have walked off carrying an empty purse. And Microsoft has acquired over 200 additional acres in Racine County for $34 million. It brings Microsoft's total land holdings in the area to more than 1,200 acres. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers beat the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with an 8-3 victory over the Braves. Pat Murphy saying it took a while for the Brewer bats to get going against the Braves right-hander Grant Holmes in his major league debut.
The kid struck out 7 out of the first 9 hitters of the game, but we kept pecking away. You know, there's some key moments, but none bigger than Willie's homer. Hoskins sneaks in another homer. You know, Cheerio sneaks in another homer.
Now, while the game was in progress, the Brewers finalized a trade deal, sending Joey Weimer and pitcher Jacob Junitz to the Reds for right-hander Frankie Montas. He was the Reds' opening day starter this year, 19 starts in all. Reliever Trevor McGill moved to the 15-day IR with a back strain. College football, the Badgers opening a 2-week training camp at the UW campus in Platteville today. When do we find out who the Badgers' starting quarterback is?
You know, if it continues to be a really tight battle, which it has been, it may last a little bit longer.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms tonight, tomorrow night into Thursday. Other than that, plenty of sunshine, warm and very humid. Our high today, 86. Tomorrow, 85 with a heat index over 90 both days. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 84.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
News and timelessness right here at WRJN. It was also the home for Paul Harvey for 57 years, and Paul passed away. But there was always the rest of the story. And will that story get played on WRJN? Well, we'll all know in the next couple of weeks. Let's call it tease. Tommy James and the Shondells on WRJN.
What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day's coming. Ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, crystal blue persuasion.
look to yourself.
Look to yourself.
Open your mind.
Maybe tomorrow,
when he looks down,
every green field,
ooh, in every town,
all of his children,
in every nation.
Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Thank you.
to wonder I can't think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Cold or cold, looks worse in black and white.
And local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Talking to a friend of mine whose kid was listening to WRJN with him. Heard the song Kodachrome and wondered what pill that was. You may know it's about film, which has been discontinued. But this kid's like, oh, what pill is that? Kodachrome. Yeah, don't take that, kid. It could be toxic to your health. Real sad news as far as the ash borer. Well, yeah. Sad news, because I too, in my backyard and front yard, I used to have like almost an ash forest. It was so pretty, a nice, beautiful wooded lot, which really in a matter of 7 years went to pot. Everything got hit, started dying, and it just boom, 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 had to get rid of all the trees. And they're saying that the very last county in Wisconsin that wasn't affected has been largely immune from everything, has now been found to be infected. That was Burnett County. That is right up there by Lake Superior, but it's along the Minnesota border. It's like northwest of our state, or way up there, two counties up from the lake. So kind of sad. It's not much you can do. Basically, you just have to take them down. But one of my friends does still have their ash borer tree. They pay somebody every year $200 to come and give their tree medicine or whatever it is that they do to keep that tree alive. So far, the ash borer has only like killed off 25% of it, but the tree is still doing well. So I propose that anybody who wants an ash borer tree, just or ash tree that doesn't want it affected by the ash borer, just put some extra money away when you plant that tree, because you're going to need it.
Hey, everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
River City Dental Lab in Racine provides high-quality, handcrafted dental appliances by experienced technicians at affordable rates and in less than half the time. A full denture starting at $650. Acrylic partial denture starting at $600. Dental flippers for up to five teeth starting at $550. Reline your dentures for only $250. Night guards for only $250. Or have your dentures repaired starting at $80. By going directly through River City Dental Labs, you could save up to $2,000 on a full denture for the same outstanding quality. No more long waits to get everything back in place. Learn more online at RiverCityDentalLaboratory.com or call 312-256-6860 for an appointment. River City Dental Lab, providing dentures and more for a fraction of the cost in less than half the time.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Seeking the perfect spot to unwind? Kayla's Neighborhood Bar in Racine is the answer. Whether it's a casual night out or a weekend excursion on Kayla's patio, it's the vibe that keeps the neighborhood coming back. Check out Kayla's weekly specials on Facebook and enjoy rail tubs and domestic bottles for $2.50 during happy hour, which is weekdays from 2 till 6 p.m. Good times are guaranteed at Kayla's Neighborhood Bar on Lathrop Avenue, just north of 21st Street. Mention this week's code word Peachy to get your second drink for free.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I have no kick against modern jazz. Unless they try to play it too darn fast. And change the beauty of the melody. Until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. Took my loved one over across the tracks so she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rocking band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance. If you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. Then don't you folks they had a jamboree. They're drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up. And started playing that rock and roll music. to dig a mambo. It's way too early for the Congo. So keep rocking that piano so I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me.
If you wanna dance with me. Chuck Berry on WRJN with local news, timeless hits like Neil Diamond.
Belinda was mine till the time that I found her, holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too.
I'll be what I am.
Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJM with Billy Joel Royal down in the boondocks. Man, great song then, great song now. Timeless hits, man, that's what it's all about. And along with that, the Milwaukee Brewers all together, they make the perfect soundtrack to summer. The next game is this evening at 6:35. Braves in town with the Brewers, 6:35, the pregame show. You can hear it live on 99.9 Racine, 98.1 Kenosha, and 1400 AM, the way that I, believe it or not, listen to our radio station. Yeah, 1400. I can get it all the way into southern Milwaukee County there as we join now the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Abortion providers in Wisconsin are bracing for more patients from Iowa now that abortion is illegal after 6 weeks of pregnancy there. The Planned Parenthood Clinic in Madison is now the closest option for women in places like Dubuque. Wisconsin Democrats are calling the latest attempt to amend the state constitution a Republican power grab. Governor Evers says people should vote no on the two questions. They'd require lawmakers' approval when governors move to spend money from Washington. Evers says it would have been bad during the pandemic.
The Republicans took a 300-day vacation during the pandemic, didn't come into session. So what would I have done during that time? Nothing. I could not have responded with the money that was there.
The fall primary is August 13th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine's North Beach is under an advisory while Zoo Beach has been closed for swimming. The problem is high bacteria levels, according to the City of Racine Public Health Department. People at North Beach are encouraged to use the rinse-off station at the Oasis as a precautionary measure. Kenosha County's Lance Park and Camp Lake beaches are currently impacted with caution flags. In-person absentee voting is underway. In Racine and Kenosha counties, there are different options, with all of them outlined at myvote.wi.gov. That website uses your address to show you your specific ballot, polling locations, and options when it comes to voting absentee. The City of Racine provides a network of early voting locations, including City Hall and several community centers. Kenosha concentrates its early voting efforts at the municipal building. A silver alert has been issued for an 85-year-old Racine County woman. Police say Karen Wandry was last seen at her home on Big Bend Road in Waterford yesterday. Karen suffers from severe dementia and may have walked off after 6 o'clock carrying an empty purse. She's described as 5'1", 114 pounds, with blue eyes and shoulder-length hair. There's an image online. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms tonight, tomorrow night into Thursday. Other than that, plenty of sunshine, warm and very humid. Our high today, 86, tomorrow, 85, with a heat index over 90 both days. And I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 84.
When the sun comes up.
local news and timeless hits, WRJ. And if you hear any stories Stuart J. Waddles does and you want to know more about it, check out WRJN.com and scroll down to our news page. It's Gary and the Playboys.
Every time I see her, she don't even look my way. Maybe she will notice me, but then what would I say? I would say what's on my mind, but the words are hard to find. But I'm gonna try to tell her anyway.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
fine?
Time it was. All I know is that
local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN. Stuart J. Waddles coming up with local news. Mike Clemens with sports. Top of the hour today at 2. But right now, a little day tripping with the Beatles. And timeless sits right here at WRJN. As far as the news, North Beach is still open, but be cautious because of some of the crap in the water. Because of that, Zoo Beach is closed today. And one other news item, and it is on our WRJN news about a wonderful industry that is actually having layoffs. 37 workers at Intech Medical's Kenosha plant facing layoffs, and that's the top story on our WRJN news page. I just wanted to say about that, having been a radio disc jockey for over 30 years, layoffs and getting fired is something I know a whole lot about. And one thing I know that here in Wisconsin, and so I'm passing this on to, if you've got a friend that is facing a layoff from Intech Medical's Kenosha plant or from any place, make sure if you're in Kenosha, contact the Kenosha County Job Center for training and sometimes they schooling. I know in Milwaukee, they do some schooling, and in a lot of cases, they will pay for your schooling and have you take a kind of a job skill test to see what else you could qualify for, and then even actually pay for that. So something to be aware of. Make sure that you check out the Kenosha County Job Center. It would be a big thing. Or workforce development, Google that in and get the phone number to that as well. Now, tomorrow on our WRJN Big Deals store, 50% off this place.
Craving a delicious bite that'll make your tail wag with joy? Dogs and Cream has the hot dog game on lock. Whether you have a hankering for a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet Frank, Dogs and Cream is happiness on a bun, made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. Make sure you save room for this sweet companion, velvety soft serve custard that'll melt your troubles away. Delicious. Smiles are our specialty at Dogs and Cream, located at 2721 Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Revolutionize your office space with B&L Office Furniture, your trusted source for top-notch workspace solutions. Welcome back your productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional furniture, ergonomic chairs, stationary and height-adjustable desks, workstations, everything to create your ideal workspace. Whether it's new or refurbished, their dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff will ensure you find the perfect pieces to suit your style and budget. Your dream office awaits at B&L Office Furniture on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hi, this is Chris Morrow, General Manager at WRJN. Well, we're getting close to Packer season again, and once again, WRJN will be your home for Green Bay Packer football from the preseason all the way through the playoffs. If you'd like to get your business involved in sponsoring the Packers, we have something that could get you on the air for under $400 per game. If you want to find out more on how you can sponsor Packer games this year, in some cases for under $400, call me, 262-951-8549.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun.
Thank you.
Animals on WRJN Local News. Timeless hits and the awesome Kurt Vollman is coming up next as he brings his own brand of special magic to the airwaves. No, I'm not worried about him yelling at me. No, no. But he's going to have a great show for you. Here's the Stones closing out my shift. I'm Cindy Huber, by the way. There won't be a quiz on this, though.
And timeless hits. WRJN.